It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. Border Crossings live from Studio 4 in downtown Washington, D.C. We've got an hour of requests to play just for you wherever you might be tuned in. And yes, that includes our friends listening to Bangla Radio. So we welcome everybody to our show today. And if you want to join us, call 202-619-2077. And Allie's here to answer calls and take requests. We've got a listener named Nebiu, who is a new listener to the show and writes in from Ethiopia to say, I'm Neba and I'm a new listener. And I want to hear a song from Adele that's called Hello on Border Crossings.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles.
Hi, I'm Adele, and you're listening to Border Crossings.
Thank you, Adele, who has been a regular on the Forbes 30 under 30 list for quite a while. She's now 30. She turned 30 in May. She had a Titanic-themed birthday. Everybody dressed like the cast from the film Titanic back in the day. I believe it was 1912 or 1913 when the Titanic sank, but everybody dressed like that, and it was in a place that she had redecorated to look like a famous area of the Titanic. You know, the big winding staircase? Well, they had that, so she must be a big fan of the Titanic. But Adele is working on new music. I know that's really exciting to all of her fans around the world. She is working on some new music, so there are reports that a new album might be coming out in 2019, despite the fact that she said during one of her concerts that she wasn't going to do anything for the next 10 years. And everybody went into a frenzy thinking, oh my gosh, no Adele music for 10 years? What will I do? But apparently she's kind of corrected that. And recently she took in a Taylor Swift concert. She went backstage during one of Taylor's shows in London and posed for selfies with Taylor. I want to say hello to Cletus Clarks and Jean-Paul and Edwina and Tara Fey and JJ and all of those who've checked in at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. That's our Facebook page. Okanya Sampson, Vincent Maloba, Andy Lane, Naka. Thank you, everybody, for going to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Coming up next, it's a country music artist who came on the scene a few years back, and I swear this guy still looks like he's about 15. Although he's 26, he looks so young. Hunter Hayes, who has a new album coming out, and he told reporters recently that it's unlike anything that he's done so far. But I do want to congratulate him on his big hit, the song Wanted, which has just surpassed 100 million streams on Spotify. That's a huge number. Samuel Opentang wants me to play a song from Hunter Hayes. It's not Wanted. This is a different one from his collection, and it's called Somebody's Heartbreak. You're listening to Border Crossings on the Voice of America.
I'd love to know just what you're thinking. Every little river running through your mind. You give and you take, you come and you go. You leave me here wondering if I'll ever know how much you care or how much you don't. Whatever you need, whatever you want. If you're gonna be somebody's heartbreak, if you're gonna be somebody's mistake, if you're gonna be somebody's first time, somebody's last time, baby, be mine. If you're looking to be somebody's just friends, a little laugh, a little love, and never calling again, that's just fine. If you're gonna be somebody's heartbreak, be mine. All I'm trying to tell you is a minute with you is better than two without. Oh, I won't be a fool, but I can't play it cool, so I'm playing it safe and I'm breaking the rules. I'm wishing I had what I know that you got. So if you're coming my way, then please don't stop. If you're gonna be somebody's heartbreak, if you're gonna be somebody's mistake, if you're gonna be somebody's first time, somebody's last time, baby, be mine. If you're looking to be somebody's just friends, a little laugh, a little love, and never calling again, that's just fine. If you're gonna be somebody's heartbreak, somebody's mistake, somebody's first time, or their last time, baby, be mine. If you're looking to be somebody's just friends, a little laugh, a little love, and never calling again, that's just fine. If you're gonna be somebody's heartbreak, be mine. If you're gonna be somebody's heartbreak, Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You say,
leave a bad taste in your mouth. You act like you never had love, and you want me to go without. Well, it's too late tonight to drag the past out into the light. We're one, but we're not the same. We get to
request for Amon Amarth, and that song features you too. It's called One, and what a great hit for Mary J. Blige with you too. You would never expect the two of those artists to be paired together, which is always fun. That's always the interesting thing, is when you put two artists together who have nothing in common, different fan base, and they get together, make a song, and it becomes a hit. Surprises a lot of people, and it kind of melds two different worlds, which I think is wonderful. Mary J. Blige, who, by the way, is now officially divorced. As of yesterday, she split from her former manager, Martin Kendu Isaacs, after 14 years of marriage. And it was quite a painful last couple of years for her. And so finally, they're now divorced. She's a single lady, parent of two children, Thomas and Cora. And it was just announced that Mary J. has been signed to star in, when you speak about different things for different people, trying new things, she's been signed to star in a horror film. Who would, Mary J. Blige in a horror film? But yeah, the film is called Body Cam, and it's expected out sometime in 2019. So congratulations to her. I'm Larry London. You're listening to Border Crossings, and thank you, Amon, for the requests. Thanks, everyone who goes to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London, like Etienne Habu Mugisha and Walu England Geographer, Ifa Marawi, and all of the people who are checking us out at Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I thank you for all of your requests and your messages and checking out all the videos that I've posted. I just put up the Paul McCartney karaoke, carpool karaoke video, which has attracted millions. And everybody's talking about this video with Paul McCartney and James Corden of CBS Late Night TV riding around, singing songs, stopping by his neighborhood where he grew up, Paul McCartney, stopping by Penny Lane. See, he autographed the street sign, Penny Lane. And James Corden said, no one is going, you know, people walk down that street every day. No one's going to look and see it says Paul McCartney, believe that he really wrote that. But yeah, so it's right there at Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Ariana Grande turned 25 yesterday. Happy birthday to Ariana Grande. And she's had quite an interesting couple of months. She ended a relationship of 2 years to Mac Miller. She started a new relationship with Saturday Night Live's Pete Davidson. They got engaged. They're getting married in 6-8 weeks. They decided there's nobody better. There's nobody else. You're it. They're getting married. They got matching tattoos. He put a diamond, 3-carat diamond engagement ring on her finger. Now they've bought a New York apartment, $1 million apartment they're living in together. So things are, I guess, on track for a very, very, this is like, you know, it's a drive-through wedding. That wouldn't surprise me if they did a drive-through wedding. They're in such a hurry to get married. All right, here's Ariana Grande's brand new single. This is off her upcoming album, Sweetener, and it's called No Tears Left to Cry for Owalu England Geographer on Border Crossings.
Right now I'm in this third month. I want to be in luck all the time. Ain't got no tears left to cry. So I'm picking it up, picking it up.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm in the state of mind.
turning up. Yeah, we turning it up.
Border Crossings, VOA.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall in love with you every single day. And I just wanna tell you I am. So honey, now my hair's all but gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name. When my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow. Baby, your smile's forever in my mind and memory. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. And maybe it's all part of a plan. Well, I'll just keep on making the
Sings. Natasha is in Kuwait, tuned to 96.9 FM, where they found love. Ed Sheeran love here on Border Crossings. Natasha, thanks for the request. Ed Sheeran last year made a cameo appearance on a very popular HBO TV show called Game of Thrones. lot of people didn't like his appearance. A lot of people said, Ed Sheeran on Game of Thrones, it just didn't work for me. Apparently, some of the cast felt the same way. Now they're speaking out about it, talking about it. But Ed said it was a dream come true because he's a huge fan of Game of Thrones. And so he enjoyed being on the show and having a cameo. Something else that's going on with Ed right now. Some of it's funny, some of it's not so funny. He's got four shows in a row in Cardiff, Wales, at the Principality Stadium. 60,000 seats. They're all sold out. Ed Sheeran is a solo artist. He just stands there with his loop pedal and his guitar. There's no laser lights. There's no dancers. There's no effects. There's nothing. Just Ed singing his music, pure and simple. 60,000 seats per night, gone four nights. Amazing. The government's not too happy about it. The government is saying that traffic on A48, which is a major highway, is a mess. People are trying to get home from work, and there's just too many cars going to the Ed Sheeran concert. And it's just really wreaking havoc there in Wales. And everybody's in line at the second Severn Tolls, which is the toll booth that leads to the highway. And so the transportation, governing agencies there don't know what to do. They've never seen anything like this to handle something of this magnitude. But one thing is, when he did kick off his show, the first night he was there two nights ago, he was performing, he sang a song, he did his Castle on the Hill. Then he said, hold on, everybody. He ran off the stage and he was gone for about 2 minutes. And he came back on and he said, you know, it's really hot here. I drank a lot of water. I had to pee. I'm sorry. He told that to the crowd. Everybody laughed, and on the show went. Thank you, Natasha. On our show goes, this is Border Crossings, and you can email your requests to bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can send them in to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. We take them by mail. For those that still rely on the old-fashioned snail mail, you can mail your requests in cards or letters to Border Crossings in care of the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20237. Most important thing you'll put on that envelope is our zip code 20237, because we have our own zip code for this building. So if you put that on there, we'll definitely get your request. It takes a little bit of time to get it, but we will get it. And of course, you can always call 202-619-2077. And Allie's answering calls right now. So if you want to dial us up and make a request, Allie will be happy to take your call. 202-619-2077. It's not been a good year for either R. Kelly or the Pussycat Dolls. Pussycat Dolls, who split up a couple of years ago. Nicole Scherzinger has gone on her own way and had a very successful solo career. There were news stories last year that the Pussycat Dolls were running a prostitution ring. That one of the members in the group, Kaya Jones, was the madam, the mastermind behind a prostitution ring. And this became major news. Fox News covered it. The Mirror, Daily Mirror, a lot of people wrote about it. It was disproved. You know, somebody came out with some kind of nonsense story. However, on the other side of that coin, R. Kelly is yet to be cleared of the charges of abuse that he is facing. His fans seem to still rally behind him, but there have been some ladies who said that they were kept prisoner as part of a sex cult. Now his ex-wife, Andrea Kelly, is talking about how she felt abused and punished in the house, in the environment that he created. So he continues to face all these charges and allegations, but he's on tour and his shows continue to sell out. This is a request from Okanya Samson in northern Uganda. It's R. Kelly and the Pussycat Dolls, Out of This Club.
Yeah, the rulers. R.O.B. Got some money, I'm in the club. Tossing money like nigga water.
Enough, enough, took pictures enough, enough. Your girl like DJ Clue, make love to ya. Hold up, with a bartender. Get the girl a drink, hey. Get her what she want. Hey. I ain't had shit, just acting like I'm drunk. And it works every time, ain't nothing wrong with me.
And now your girl going home with me.
Baby, won't you take me out of this club?
We're the Pussycat Dolls, and you're listening to Border Crossings.
Ooh, I find it so hard, but when I know in my heart I'm letting you down every day, letting you down every day. Why do I keep on running away?
Took for my child to be born. See through a woman's eyes. Took for these natural twins to believe in miracles. Took me too long for this song. I don't deserve you. I harassed you out in Paris. Please come back to Rome, you make it home. We talked for hours when you were on tour. Please pick up the phone, pick up the phone. I said don't embarrass me instead of be mine. That was my proposal for us to go steady. That was your 21st birthday. You matured faster than me. I wasn't ready, so I apologize. I seen the innocence leave your eyes. I still mourn this death, and I apologize for all the stillborns, cause I wasn't present, your body wouldn't accept it. I apologize to all the women whom I toyed with your emotion, cause I was emotionless. And I apologize, cause at your best, you were love. And because I fall short of what I say I'm all about, your eyes leave with the soul that your body once housed. And you stare blankly into space, thinking of all the time you wasted it on all this basic. So, I apologize. I apologize. I love was one for the ages, and I contain this in all this ratchet hidden. We more expansive now. Meant to cry and die alone in these mansions, or sleep with our back turned. We supposed to vacate till our backs burn. We're supposed to laugh till our hearts stop. And then me in a space where the dark stop. And let love light the way. Like the men before me, I cut off my nose to spite my face. I never wanted another woman to know something about me that you didn't know. I promise I cried, I couldn't hold. I suck at love, I think I need a do-over. I would be emotionally available if I invited you over. I stew over, what if you over my shoe? And if my children knew, I don't even know what I would do. If they ain't look at me the same, I would probably die with all the shame. You did what with who? What good is a menage a trois when you have a soulmate? You risk that for blue? If I wasn't a superhero on your face, my heart breaks for the day. I have to explain my mistakes, and the mask goes away, and Santa Claus is fake. And you go online and see for Blues 2, the Tooth Fairy didn't pay.
Crossing's Jay-Z from Mark Anderson. And that is called 444, which has a significant, profound meaning to not only Jay-Z, but to his lovely bride, Beyoncé. They recently celebrated their 10th anniversary together. But the number four, according to Beyoncé, she said, my birthday is the fourth. My mother's birthday is the fourth. Jay-Z's birthday is the fourth. And we got married on the fourth. So there's your 444. Component. Now, she went even deeper and said how significant that four is. She said that if you pay close attention and you look at our ring fingers, we have the Roman numeral four tattooed on our fingers where our wedding bands are. And she said also blue ivy. If you look at the name ivy, ivy is the phonetic spelling of the Roman numeral four. I-V. So she said, four, big number in our house. So there's Jay-Z, who, speaking of big, is about 30 pounds less big. He said he's dropped a lot of weight thanks to Beyoncé, because Beyoncé said, Jay-Z, you are going to join me in the gym, and you are going to work out and lose some weight with me. So she's put her husband to work, and he's lost about 30 pounds. And right now they're on tour together, the On the Run 2 tour, and promoting a brand new album they surprised everybody with, which was inspired by their marriage. And the album is called Everything is Love. Thanks for joining us on Border Crossings. I want to say hello to Gebekan Gideon from Nigeria, who checked in. I'm sad to say Nigeria lost a heartbreaker in the FIFA World Cup the other day. They played yesterday. 2-1, they lost to Argentina. And people in Nigeria are upset. A lot of people in sports get very, very angry when calls don't go their way in sports. And it's a very emotional thing to watch a sporting event. And apparently the referees missed a call. There was a handball, a hand use that you're not supposed to use your hand in football. And somebody did. And that led to the 2-1 defeat. And so Nigeria... our thoughts go out to everybody there. This is Border Crossings, where you can hear requests and dedications. Katy Perry has resumed her romance with actor Orlando Bloom. They were together, they split up, and apparently they're back together and spending time together. Edwina Isato Jallo in Sierra Leone wants Katy Perry Unconditional here on Border Crossings.
Oh, no, did I get too close? Oh, did I almost see what's really all your insecurities are
It's Katy Perry, and you're listening to my dude, Larry London.
I met you in the dark, you lit me up, you made me feel as though I wasn't off. We danced the night away, we drank too much, I held your hair back when you were throwing up. Then you smiled over your shoulder. For a minute I was stone cold sober. I pulled you closer to my chest, and you asked me to stay over. I said I already told you, I think that you should get some rest. I knew I loved you then, but you'd never know it, 'cause I played it cool and I was scared of letting go. I knew I needed you, but I never showed it. But I wanna stay with you until we're growing old. Just say you won't let go. Just say you won't let go. I'll wake you up with some breakfast in bed. I'll bring you coffee with a kiss on your head. I'll take the kids to school, wave them goodbye, and I'll thank my lucky stars for that night. When you looked over your shoulder, for a minute I'll forget that I'm older. I wanna dance with you right now. And you look as beautiful as ever, and I swear that every day you'll get better. You make me feel this way somehow. I'm so in love with you, and I hope you know it. Darling, your love is more than worth its weight in gold. We've come so far, my dear. Look how we've grown. And I wanna stay with you until we're great old. Just say you won't let go. Just say. Ghost, 'cause you were always there for me when I needed you most. I'm gonna love you till my lungs give out. I promise till death we part, like in our vows. So I wrote this song for you. Now everybody knows that it's just you and me till we're great.
Border Crossing's James Arthur for Brian Cabasso and Say You Won't Let Go. James Arthur's album, his second album, which gave us that big hit there, is called Back from the Edge. And he put out an autobiography last year as well called Back to the Boy. And he's spoken out a lot about mental health issues. He said he himself has faced anxiety and thoughts of suicide and things of that nature. He said he's got two regrets in his life, two big regrets. One are the tattoos. He said, I wish I hadn't gotten tattoos. It's hard to get rid of them now. When you get them, they're there. And the other regret, he said, is talking publicly about a very passionate, shall we say, relationship he had with Rita Ora. He said he was young, he was inexperienced, she was experienced, and it overwhelmed him. So he talked openly about his intimate relationship with Rita Ora. He said he wished he hadn't done that because he really loves her and cares for her and respects her. This is Border Crossings, and coming up next, a request from Europe and Yang Ja Bararo, who called us up from Europe to make this request. Yang, thank you for listening to Border Crossings. This is the disco queen, Donna Summer, and it's called The Last Dance, right here on The Voice of America with The Last Request. Crossings, Last Dance, the late Donna Summer. I have some terrible news, some very sad news, which just came across the wire, and I want to pass it along to you. Joe Jackson, the patriarch of the Jackson family, father of 11 children, including Michael and Janet, has passed away at the age of 89. He had been battling pancreatic cancer, and he succumbed to the disease today, age 89, Joe Jackson. Father of Michael and all of the Jackson 5 and the whole family dead at the age of 89. Some sad news as we leave. I also want to remind you that tomorrow Ray McDonald says goodbye on Facebook Live with all of the VOA 1 staff. And we hope you'll join us at 18:30 for our Facebook Live farewell party for Ray. 18:30 is the time. It's facebook.com/VOA1TheHits. And we will all be there, Lady DJ, myself, Nikki, and Ray, to say goodbye to Ray. and relive some great moments he's had here in the 34 years he's worked at the Voice of America. Thank you, Wagner, our engineer, Vince, our director, Ali, our producer. I want to thank you for listening to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. See you tomorrow right here on the VOA1 Music Network.